There are three elementary schools in Stockton, Lambertville, and West Amwell that all feed into one regional high school. Collectively, they have less than 900 students, but each school is its own district. Dan Sider is one of the school board members for the high school. He says consolidating their districts into one would cut their administrative costs.
We would go down to one superintendent. We would go down to one auditor. We'd go down to one legal counsel. We'd go down to one of several different areas here.
Part of belonging to a district is being able to share expensive resources. Sider says they've taken that as far as they can.
We've sought mechanisms to expand that sharing, and at this point, we've explored every avenue. We can go no further through sharing.
His district, one of the smallest in the state, spends about $20,000 per student, $2,000 more than the state average. A study funded by taxpayers found that merging could save the small schools up to $500,000 a year just in administrative costs. All 32 board members and the superintendents whose jobs would be eliminated support the merge. But voters are wary. Over at Stockton Elementary, students are wrapping up their sign language lesson.
M is like this. Sort of tricky. You take these three fingers
and walking over to get a snack they packed from home. It's the oldest and smallest school in the state, a four-room schoolhouse near the Delaware River, built in 1832 with no gym, no auditorium, no cafeteria.
By the way they describe the food, I'm not sure I want to eat from one, so...
10-year-old Ryan Edwards knows about the efforts to regionalize.
My mom is very worried that if it is yes, then they might shut down the school.
Here's his mom, Karen Edwards.
Yes, I'm worried about losing the control because we are such a small school.
Various scenarios have been laid out about what could happen if the merger passes. One of the elementary schools might at some point close down. The sixth grade could get moved up to high school. And that doesn't sit well with Edwards.
It could potentially raise taxes if kids are going to be needed to be bused to other schools, or if teacher contracts need to be renegotiated.
And she doesn't like the idea of someone from outside their small town stepping in as superintendent.
We're just going to be giving our power, our voice, and our choice to someone that I don't know. I don't know where they come from. I don't know their agenda. But you're asking me to vote anyway. I just can't do that.
Residents are paying for their hyper-local small towns and districts, says Gina Genovese. She heads the group Courage to Connect and argues it's time for local governments to start streamlining. There are 603 school districts and 565 cities in New Jersey.
We can no longer keep these provincial villages and towns and expect to deliver 21st century services.
Her group helped Princeton Township and the borough of Princeton consolidate their city governments last year and is now helping the four school districts with their merger. It's not easy.
Well, it's been a rather long and, I must say, a little bit of a tortuous process.
But, again, school board member Dan Sider.
We started out with a feasibility study. Superintendent recommended four. That brought it to the state commissioner to go forward to the executive county superintendent. They convened what's called a board of reviewers.
They went through 5 years of planning and committees just to put it before voters on September 24th.
And that was our final go-ahead.
Supporters argue it will benefit students. The way the system works now, each elementary school buys its own textbooks and sets its own lesson plans, and neither of them have to communicate what they teach to the high school. So this is what can happen to students, like junior Wendy Davis.
I did notice a difference mainly in history class because we ended up learning the same thing over and over and over again a couple years in a row.
Buying materials to teach the American Revolution twice, that costs more money too. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.